Hi, I'm Paul Woodedge, D-Day historian, a battlefield tour guide in Normandy, France. I offer tours of the D-Day landing beaches of 1944 along with my partner Magali. If you would like to find out more, see my website at ddayhistorian.com and my partner Magali's at ddayforyou.com. I am proud to be supporting the Ross Owen Show.
This is Ross Owen.
Virus database has been updated.
This is Ross Owen. They really know their shite.
Why, this is bigger than the Whispering Steeple in Kansas City.
This is Ross Owen.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
7 years of college down the drain.
This is Ross Owen.
Great Scots! What the devil are they doing?
The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by ddayhistorian.com, Adrianian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.
My special guest today is, in fact, the 7-time world snooker champion. In 2012, he retired from tournament snooker and was recently announced as the new ambassador for Poker Stars and Bet Stars. Right now, he's currently playing in the Poker Stars Festival and hopefully he's winning loads of cash. Stephen Henry, thanks for taking time to talk to us. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks, Ross. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How's that festival going for you so far? Are you playing well?
It's great. It's having a lovely week. Just lying by the pool and then playing a bit of poker. I played the main event and unfortunately it was half an hour from making day two, but got knocked out. My ace queen came up against ace king, so unfortunately that didn't make the main event over. But I'm having a great time. It's fantastic to be here at the Poker Stars Festival in Marbella.
Now, what events have you played in so far?
There was a mega stack on Monday, and we had a 50,000 starting stack. I actually lost twice to the same, most of my chips to the same hand, king 10. I had queens beat by three tens, and then aces beat by three tens. So a bit of an unlucky start. And then, as I say, the main event, day 1A, was yesterday.
Where did this interest in poker come from? You're now ambassador for Poker Stars. How did this all happen?
Well, I first started playing, the sort of boom in online poker started about 2001, 2002, and I was at a tournament and Steve Davis was hunched over a laptop. Now, obviously, you don't want to look and see what people are looking at their laptops sometimes, but he was playing online poker. So I kind of looked and he sort of explained what was happening and everything, and so I started playing. Obviously, you start with pretend money when you first start online, and then you graduate to playing small stakes, and it just got hooked. It was a great way of spending time, passing time, you know, when you're in hotels in between matches and stuff. So, I really got into it. But I played for a few years, but then discovered I was rubbish at it. I was sick of handing over money. So I sort of took a break for a few years. I got invited by Poker Stars to play in their festival in London earlier on in the year, and played that. And then now I was invited out here, and I'm hopefully going to do some stuff for them, as I say, an ambassador. So I'm honoured to do that.
Fantastic. That's exactly how I got into poker as well, just by playing with Monopoly money basically online and then thinking, hang on, I'm good at this. I could actually win some real money, but it doesn't always work like that, does it?
No, it's a dangerous way of thinking, that is.
Yes, it is.
Good.
And now, do you play different styles of poker, or is it just mainly Texas Hold'em you play?
Just Hold'em, yeah. I'm not anywhere near good enough to graduate to more cards in my hand. Two's hard enough. Without getting four or five cards in your hand.
Playing snooker at the highest level, world champion and incredible 7 times, is winning the World Series of Poker in your sights?
I mean, that would be incredible, but I can't see that happening anytime soon. As I was half an hour from making day two of the main event, that's probably, well, it is, it's definitely the deepest I've gone in any of these big events that I've played in. Obviously, just making a final table in something like this would be incredible.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things I would like to know is that the skills you pick up from playing snooker, do you put any of that into your poker game?
You've got to have a good temperament, there's no doubt about it, and that's something
patience,
that's similar between the two sports, if you would call poker a sport. I mean, my view, it is a sport, that the skill that's involved. But yeah, I mean, you've got to be able to put obviously bad beats out of your mind. It's like snooker, if you play a bad shot, you've got to put that straight out of your mind when you come to the table then to play your next shot. And you've got to have a clear head, and it's exactly the same in the poker. If you get a bad beat, if you're unlucky, you've got to forget about it quickly because there's another hand coming up sharpish.
Have you seen any of the big players over there? Sort of the big... are any of the big... Oh, no, of course, a lot of the big names will be over in Vegas at the moment for the World Series.
Yeah, there's two or three team pros here. Lex Feldhaus is here. Marsan from Poland.
Right.
And there's a few team pros, but as you say, the World Series of Poker is going on in Vegas just now. So a lot of them will be turning to that. But it's been a great turnout. I mean, we've had hundreds and hundreds entering. It's been fantastic atmosphere.
Since you've got this interest in poker, do you find yourself trawling YouTube, watching all these old clips of poker games and getting to know all the players?
Yeah, absolutely. I love watching the old episodes of High Stakes Poker and Poker After Dark and things like that. And that's the way I learned snooker in the beginning. When I got a small table for my Christmas when I was just before I was 13. And what I did, I started watching snooker and trying to copy the shots on the wee table. And it's the same with poker. You try and watch and pick up things from the best players in the world.
There's so many, again, similar to snooker back in the day, there was so many characters in the game. Poker has got so many characters. I mean, you've got Tony G, you've got Daniel Negreanu, Phil the Brat, Phil Hellmuth.
If
you could choose any seven players to sit down at a table with, who would you pick?
Oh God, seven. I mean, obviously Negreanu is one of the best players of all time, and obviously being the top poker stars player, that obviously I'd pick him. Hellmuth, you'd probably have to have the entertainment value. The guys like Dwan and Phil Ivey and all these guys.
And that's exactly the same crew I would sit down with. Absolutely fantastic. You mentioned Daniel Negreanu. I mean, Daniel is just something else. Obviously, you've seen Kid Poker, the movie.
No, I haven't. Actually.
You haven't seen? Oh, you've got to watch it. It's fantastic. That should be on your bucket list now. Kid Poker.
And I believe he likes snooker as well. I believe he likes Q Sports and snooker, which is obviously it'd be a great person to meet in the future.
I had no idea Daniel was into snooker. He's coming on the show, actually. He's coming on. He's going to be chatting to us soon. I must ask him about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the snooker, you're not completely finished with the snooker.
I do the commentating stuff on the BBC and some on ITV. I do some, obviously still do exhibitions. I mean, snooker is the thing in my life that I'm best at, so I'm never going to be away from it completely. I'm always going to have a cue in my hand at some shape or form. But yeah, obviously I keep busy with the commentating stuff.
Do you miss the game?
I miss Sunday nights, Ross. I miss the final nights. I miss the big occasions. I don't miss so much the sort of 4, 5, 6 hours a day practice you had to put in. That was, there was many reasons I decided to retire, but that was definitely one of them, that I couldn't put in the effort in the practice that I used to be able to do.
Well, Stephen, we love you for what you achieved in snooker, and I'm sure that you will do just as well. I mean, we know you're good at golf as well. You pretty much are great at everything you do. So best of luck in Marbella with the poker. Win lots of money, and I can see you at that final table with Tom Dwan and Phil Hellmuth one of these days. But best of luck in Marbella, Stephen, and best of luck as ambassador for Poker Stars and Bet Stars. We're really, really happy for you.
Thanks very much, Ross. Appreciate it.
Okay, mate. Thanks again, Stephen. Have a great time.
Cheers. The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by DDayHistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.